Welcome back to another Quick Fire Friday episode of the Millennial Love Podcast. This is kind of becoming a thing now without me even trying to make it a thing. So my name is Lauren Tickner. I am the host of this podcast, and it seems to be that on Fridays, sometimes I have entrepreneurs on who are at the top of their game and just do a quick fire round of questions with them. So I condense the episode so that they're super sure, but you can get actionable tips, strategies, and all that to implement right away. So in this episode, I have Jason Stone, who is the guy behind the Millionaire Mentor Instagram account, which has millions of followers, and I seriously mean millions. It posts inspirational graphics, memes, and all those type of things, so definitely go check that out. I've left that linked in the show notes, and I've also linked a free email training that is about building your personal brand, because that's what I'm all about. I help other people build their personal brand and name into an impactful business so that you can live a life on your own terms. So I've left all that link there. I've left all the social media. If you enjoy this episode, take a screenshot, share it on your Instagram story, tagging me at Lauren Tickner and tagging at millionaire_mentor and Jason Stone. Because in this episode, we talk about actually the fact that Jason has this millionaire mentor account with millions of followers, and now why he's actually building his personal brand, some tips for entrepreneurs when they're first getting started out, and some mindset hacks, some how he lives his life in order to stay productive. All these different things we talk about, it really bounces back and forth, but it's essentially anybody who wants to be successful in anything that they do, you need to listen to this episode, you need to take it on board, you need to hit subscribe to the Millennial Air Podcast, because you are going to love it if you love what we're talking about here. So let's first get started and actually ask Jason about how he got his start in creating his Millionaire Mentor account.
I took my family on vacation, Orlando. We posted on social media 4 years ago. We posted on social media. I had like 10,000 followers. I thought it was so cool back in the day. Posted on social media. I had a nice watch collection. My house got robbed. I posted that we were out of town. Let everybody know we were on vacation. Came back, house destroyed, completely robbed. Deleted our Instagram accounts. 2 weeks later, I saw my buddy making a lot of money from Instagram. I'm like, you know what? I'm getting back on Instagram. Boom, Millionaire Mentor was born.
So it makes perfect sense. Jason didn't want to get robbed again, so he decided to build an account that just wasn't in his name, so that it was essentially anonymous. And so people didn't know who he was. And this is similar to me when I first got started. I was called Fitness Life Lauren, but I didn't show my face in anything. I was so afraid that my friends were going to find me. So obviously it's a little bit of a different of a reason. However, the same thing goes. But now Jason is obviously trying to build his personal brand, because he now sees the power in it.
I started Millionaire Mentor and I hid behind that account because I was robbed. I didn't want nobody, I didn't want anybody to know who I was.
Yeah.
For a while. And then I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I have this badass brand I'm building. I might as well just come out. And then I started my personal again, even though I deleted my personal, because that's where all the personal stuff goes. Millionaire Mentor is more of the business, but I get behind, and then I'm like the Jason Stone, one of the Millionaire Mentors. You know, that's, I think, where the brand is going, and we're going to have multiple Millionaire Mentors. Mm-hmm. That is the business account. While my personal brand is Jason Stone, the guy behind Millionaire Mentor that invented Millionaire Mentor, the business.
Okay, powerful. Yeah. So do you think that it's been a really, have you enjoyed building the personal brand, or is it something that you ever wanted to do?
I believe the personal brand is where it's at. The personal brand is where people will trust you more. Mm. You know, because they're following a person. They're not following a company. Right now, Millionaire Mentor, I believe it's more of a company, but people do believe in me behind the company, and they believe, you know, they also follow my personal, to see a behind the scenes light into the life of my personal life.
And I couldn't agree more. Businesses come and go, but your personal brand is something that stays with you for life, and that's why it needs to be nurtured. That's why you need to put time and effort into it. So then I asked Jason what some of his biggest pieces of advice for millennials were, and here's what he said.
You know, number one is you can't become an overnight success in overnight or a year. It takes 5 to 10 years. It takes a business plan. And if you to consistently consistently, one of my favorite quotes is consistency gains respect. Mm-hmm. The more you're consistent, the more people respect you, the more your brand is endorsed and aware, and people and competitors will start to respect you. So that's one of the first things is, you know, you can't become overnight success, and consistency gains respect. And another one is getting around the right people. One of life's greatest hacks is getting around the right people. You need to be able to swallow your pride and stop telling yourself that you know everything or you can figure it out on your own. Sometimes it's easy. It's hard to ask questions, but you're able to fast track your success by learning from others. And it's one of the best ways to cut down on your learning curve is just ask questions.
Yeah, ask questions relentlessly, and also don't be afraid to maybe hire a coach or hire a mentor because they've been through it all. I always say, you know, find someone who's in the position where you want to be and just follow exactly what they've done because they've taken the steps. It means that you can save so many years, literally years of your time through not having to make those mistakes and actually just do exactly what they've done. So who have been some key mentors in your life?
I never had a mentor growing up, but there's a lot of entrepreneurs that I look up to. Mainly the celebrity entrepreneurs that are on Instagram. I mean, there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that are successful that are not considered celebrities, but you know, Grant Cardone, Ty Lopez, Gary Vee, you know, all the guys, you know, the Damon Johns, the Shark Tank, the people. But even you know, Damon John is probably one of the famous ones on Instagram, but when you're on Instagram, you're on a different level and you're a little bit more relevant. And that's why I teach people all the time, like you need to remain relevant and you need to be on Instagram. You need to be on social platforms where everybody's eyeballs are. There's a billion users right now. As a business, you need to add value and stop trying to sell your products. Add value to people's lives through free stuff, through free value, whatever your product or service is offered for free.
100%.
At the end of the day, like people may want you to... They may want your products because it makes their lives more convenient or they don't want to do things themselves. They want someone else to do it. So it's always adding value.
And that's exactly what I aim to do through the Millennial Lab podcast and through all of my free content that I post every single day. For example, at Lauren Tickner on Instagram and on my YouTube channel. And I've left it all linked. But the thing is, I can still, despite the fact that I literally hold nothing back on my free content, I still have products that I sell because people pay for things that are packaged up nicely and people pay for the accountability. Some people need to invest money in order to actually take action. It's just how different people work. Different people like to work in different ways. For example, Impact Through Influence is a 12-month roadmap where you literally are hand-fed the information that takes you from nothing to building a profitable online business through your personal brand. And this is a program that people pay because they want to be part of the community. They want the step-by-step system so that every single week they know what to take action on and when. It is literally guiding them by the hand. So don't be afraid to share free content because it's just going to allow people to trust you more, to love what you're doing even more, and to think, oh my gosh, if this is their free content, imagine how good their paid content must be. And I've literally had people say exactly that to me. They see my amazing free content, they then enroll in my programs, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is insane. So that is a little bit of a words of wisdom that I just couldn't agree with Jason more.
I've given away all of my secrets, all my tips, tricks throughout my Instagram stories. But if I package it all into a nice little bundle deal and sell it as $1,500 to $1,000 course, people are still going to buy it because they like to have their hand held. They like to have it all bundled into one nice, easy videos or, you know, eBooks. And that's how you should look at is selling your stuff or your product or service. The number one thing that you have to develop with your audience is trust.
Yeah.
And you can only do that by giving this stuff away for free.
Yeah, so true. Yeah. Just show up, make them know why they need it and make them evident of why you are the expert in that thing as to why they should buy with you rather than with somebody else. And it means that they'll trust you. And if they trust you, then they'll want to buy from you and they'll come back for more. People pay for a packet, nicely packaged, organized thing if it's a digital product. And then if it's a physical product, then typically it's probably going to be that people are coming to your brand because you've been able to distinguish yourself in some way, shape, or form. So that is awesome. Now, just because this podcast is the Millennial Air podcast, it's aimed at millennials. What would be some of your top tips for millennials in particular?
Have a mission statement. Like, whether it's a mission statement for your personal brand or a mission statement for your business, but make sure people know what your mission statement is because, you know, you have to convey that to your prospects, to your audience. And it comes back to the trust. So if it resonates with the emotions and their feelings, then that's one step closer to a sale as well.
Yeah. So what's your mission statement?
I just want people to think of me when as like in the back of their mind is like, I help them. I've helped them do something in their life, or I motivate and inspire them to do something in their life. And that's like the mission statement for me and my personal brand and Millionaire Mentor. And eventually, you know, the agency, the consulting stuff that I do, the mentorship that I do, if people can just remember me because they did something successful in their life, then I've succeeded.
So powerful. And I just love hearing inspirational people who are on a mission about what it is that they actually want to achieve. So then Jason turned the tables and he decided to ask me a question. So I was not expecting this at all, but here's what went down.
When you get asked a question, spend that money or save that money, what is the first thing you think of? Spend or save?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I save my money, or I'll invest it.
Okay. So save to invest is the key term here. Save to invest. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck.
I love it.
Yeah. So people live paycheck to paycheck. They spend all their money. They try to live at their means or above their means when they're supposed to be living below their means. So you're able to save like 20-30% of your money. Doesn't matter how much money you make. It could be $400 a week, could be $10,000 a week. Save 20-30% of it. Put it away for a business investment and just live below your means. Got to be frugal for a while if you want to be successful, and you might hit it big.
No, it's like when people are buying a Starbucks every single day and then they can't afford to invest in something for
them. Cigarettes, Starbucks, bad habits, going out drinking, partying, bottles, all that stuff are bad habits if you can't afford it.
It's okay if you're where you want to be, but seriously, before you're where you want to be, you got to cut that crap.
What else? Master and focus on one thing at a time. A lot of entrepreneurs try to spread themselves out thin.
Yeah.
And they lose focus. They have ADD, entrepreneur ADD.
I've been there. And
I've been there too. I was able to focus on one business for 10 years until that was a massive success. And it's still a massive success today. It's very consistent. One business, 10 years is how I became successful. Millionaire Mentor, that took me, I've been working on that page for 3 years now, almost four actually. And then, I'll leave you guys with this, the secrets to success is decide while others delay, begin while others procrastinate, work while others wish, save while others waste, persist while others quit, and study while others sleep.
Oh, that was amazing. That was awesome. Thank you so much, Jason. So where can everyone find you and what is coming up next for you?
You can find me on the gram at Mill Mentor and Jason _Stone. Drop me an email at any time. My email is in both bios. I answer those emails directly.
Awesome.
I got a blog on millmentor.com. Personal brand coming soon. Other than that, I'm one direct message away.
I love it how you say personal brand coming soon, but you're already crushing it with your personal brand. It's doing awesome.
Yeah, I think more of the consulting side of my and mentorship side of my personal brand is coming.
Monetization, that's what it means.
Yes, the monetization of my personal brand is coming soon.
Very cool. Thank you so much for coming on. This has been a great show. And these words of wisdom are something that I want all the listeners to go away, take them away, really absorb everything that has been said, because it's been a quick fire podcast. But my gosh, the words of wisdom here have been something that I will never forget. So thank you. See you later.
And that wraps up today's episode of the Millennial Air podcast. It's been under 15 minutes long, but I hope you've loved it. And if you have, just tell one friend about it. Tag me in your story at Lauren Tickner and at Jason_Stone and at Millionaire_Mentor. So many tags, but everything's left linked. So you can do that really simply, really easily. And like we mentioned, we're giving this content away for free. And if you share free content as your free content, essentially using user-generated content, then that basically means that you are still giving out free content just by sharing, and people are gonna thank you for that. So I hope you've liked this episode. Again, make sure to get inside the private community where you can gather even more information and jump on my free email training, because if you wanna start building your personal brand, it's gonna be perfect for you. So I'm Lauren Tickner. Thank you so much for listening today, and I will see you in the next episode. Make sure to hit subscribe.